Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. D'Anthony Holloway. I love the shirt. Is that it? Dude, I haven't gotten that shirt yet.
Well, you're not going to either. I put a block on all your accounts, bitch. No, this is a new one. It's in this color, and there's also a darker, like a vintage black color that's going to be out next week. Yep. There's a bunch of new stuff on the old merch.
Yeah, right, somebody posted it on Instagram last night, so I went on and ordered it for myself so it would get sent to my house. Yep. And there was a comment on there that said, "Hey guys, you're better than this," taking the Pornhub logo. And I just responded to him and I go, no, we're actually not better than this.
Wait,
this is exactly who we are.
Where did this happen?
On Instagram last night. So if you pull it up, and I responded to the guy, I said, "Look, man, we are actually not better than this. Is exactly who we are. Is this? I'm a big fan of that shirt, Dan."
Yeah, same.
What color is that? What is that? The gray one?
Yeah, it's gray. Katie Kush enjoyed it, which
she did.
She works for Pornhub sometimes, so that makes sense.
Yeah, now that we have a Patreon show, we should have her back on the show.
Ken the Snake Guy, that's his name.
Ken the Snake Guy said that? Well, yeah. Ken, no, we're not. I literally responded, "We're not better than this.
No offense.
This is exactly who we were meant to be, and this is exactly who we've always been."
Well, in fairness, after you said, "No, we are definitely not better than this," he responded laughing because he knows. Yeah, I'm guessing he's fucking with you because he definitely knows we're not better than that. Come on, man. We are all pieces of shit here. It's like the Mad Hatter, the Cheshire Cat that says we're all mad here or whatever the fuck?
It's the cat.
The cat, yeah. We're all assholes. We're all fucking dirtbags here. We know exactly who we are.
Yeah, we do.
Like, we just hired a new editor, and the first thing I fucking did was look through his social media and be like, "All right, he follows a bunch of pieces of shit. He'll get along fine here."
Yeah, and just let Hot Bob know, look, I haven't shaved. The Adam Morrison is starting to come in, and next week in the studio, it should be where it needs to be for the Adam Morrison bet that I lost to you on Gonzaga this week. You're welcome. The only thing that is going to make my wife and parents a little sad here in North Carolina, it's my child's birthday, so I'm going to have that over the weekend during his birthday party, and it's going to be kids at the house. They're not going to be so stoked with a tiny, tiny little mustache. Let's get to the fake news, shall we? First of all, Governor Wheelchair bans vaccine passports. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who we affectionately call Governor Wheelchair, issued an executive order banning any regulation that would require Texans to show proof of vaccination before getting a product or service. The order also blocks any businesses receiving state funds from requiring vaccine documentation. Mm-hmm. In a video statement, he said, "These vaccines are voluntary and never enforced. Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information to go on about their daily lives."
Right.
I haven't heard any other governor do this. Is this a big deal, Dan?
DeSantis did it in Florida earlier in the week. It is a big deal, but it's not technically necessary right now, although it is going to become necessary at some point. The reason it's not necessary is something I discuss on American Party this week. You haven't seen it yet. It's on YouTube, or you can wait for the audio to come out Friday. But according to 21 U.S. Code, Section 360 BBB-3, titled Authorization for Medical Products for Use in Emergencies, any kind of vaccine that's in the stage that is called EUA or Emergency Use Authorization, Those vaccinations cannot by law be mandatory. That is, vaccinations that were rushed through the process and haven't been approved in the traditional way cannot be mandated by employers, the government, or anyone else, right? So if some private company tells you that you need to have a vaccination to use their product or come on their airline or whatever the fuck it is, they are lying. It is against the law, 21 U.S. Code, Section 360 BBB-3. Just so you know.
Yeah, I'm, because it gets tricky, right? Like, I've been in and out of Texas here over the last month, obviously, with everything that's happened. Some places, even with the mask mandate, which Governor Wheelchair also put in order and saying, hey, we don't need masks. In the city of Austin, they're saying, no, you do, some places. And, you know, the only places that asked me to put one on or at least hold one in my possession was Best Buy and CVS.
Right.
Thus far, right? In North Carolina, it's still in effect. However, it's spring break here and nobody gives a shit. Now, when you start doing these vaccinated passports and things like that, like, what I go to as a parent is whether or not they're going to make our children have them for the fall.
No, and can't. I'm telling
can't.
You.
Okay.
So, I mean, absolutely they are going to try to do that. There's no question they're going to try. But I'm telling you right now that it's as long as it is considered an EUA, it is against the law for a private or a public institution, particularly public institutions. That's a violation of your constitutional rights. But for a public institution or a private institution to do it, also illegal. Cannot do it.
Okay.
So there's going to be lawsuits is what I'm saying, because people are going to try to do this, and they don't, I guarantee you the vast majority of people that run businesses that are woke or even not woke, don't know. They don't know that this is the law. I'd never heard of it until I looked it up the other day, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest problem with all of this shit is nobody knows what the actual law is versus what they're telling you inside of stores or on the news or everything else. And they're not doing a good enough job of educating people on what it actually is and what it actually means. Therefore, you're going to have massive fucking problems probably for years to come. You know, I keep hearing about these different variants that are taking over right now. And you know, even today's latest and greatest was the don't take the Johnson & Johnson one. That doesn't work.
Right.
Fuck, man. Who do you believe at this point when you can't believe in the media? There really is no press conferences from the president at all at this point. I mean, there's been, I think, two this year.
Yeah.
I don't know where to turn. And I think this is where it's going to get real murky and dangerous for America as a whole. When you have a governor like Wheelchair come out and say, all right, great, we're not doing X and Y and Z. And then cities within that own state are saying, no, we're requiring this, and the governor can't tell us what to do because we're our own city. We have our own mayors and city councils and all that other shit. I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know where the lines are. And to be honest, man, a lot of the conversations that I've had walking in and out of places, I don't fucking know what the laws are, to be real.
And
I've had to ask, and it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And it depends on who you believe and I guess what the federal government is going to put out in regards to like the new variants or vaccinations and all this other shit. It's a fucking mess, Dan.
Yeah, it's definitely a mess. And I mean, the government this is always a problem, right? People talk about how there should be federal legislation on concealed carry permits, for example. This should just be one law for the entire country. Well, should it? I mean, I hate to bring it up again, but Colin Quinn's Red State, Blue State special a couple of years ago, where he's talking about Greece back in the day and how the Thebes, however you say that word, the Athenians, the fucking Spartans, all kind of squabbled amongst each other, fought from time to time, or ignored each other entirely. But when the fucking Persians showed up, they all fought together. That's kind of his, he said it kind of tongue in cheek. But his vision for America was something like that, and I think he's probably right. I mean, we're just too disparate in the way we think and live to be ruled by one set of rules. Why would we even consider that? I mean, you know, it's like being in a marriage with somebody that you have nothing in common with. Obviously, there's going to be nothing but conflict the whole time. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I think that a lot of people want federal legislation on stuff and a consistency across the country, but I don't think that's what we need. I think we need to separate ourselves from the federal government as much as possible, frankly.
I do too, but we can't. And
well, we
no
can.
Matter where you where, look, no matter where you go, unless you're living out in the fucking woods in Michigan, somebody's going to say something to you when you're out. You're going to have the incorrect fucking information on whatever is out there. You're going to think you can do one thing when you actually can't. Somebody's going to call you on it, and there is going to be conflict over all of this. Parents are going to look. There was already fucking anti-vaxxers already before this shit started. Now you want to give them one that's raced out and there isn't enough data on. Fuck, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what's going to happen. And then how do you allow other people to come in from other countries?
Well, that's a good say, question, hey. Too, yeah. I mean, that's been from 1885 or so until, I don't know, the mid-1910s during the Ellis Island situation where all the immigrants were coming over then. people at the border routinely checked for signs of illness, disease, et cetera, before they would let people in the country. They either vaccinated them on the spot or quarantined them or whatever the case was, right? So there is a historical precedent for that. But that's foreign people coming into the country, right? That's not our own citizens moving inside the country. That's a whole different situation. So,
right, but you also get into the travel of our own citizens to other countries. Mm-hmm. And then that comes into play as well because they have to come back from whatever right. country they were in. And, you know, whether or not you trust whatever rules and regulations are going on in that country. And a lot of the times we're just not getting the answers we want. And I'm looking at you, China, on this one. So how do you know who to trust and who not to trust? And then where is that line drawn? And then who's going to draw it? Who's going to be the guy that says, all right, let's say it is Biden. He's our president. Let's say he says, look, we need vaccination passports. What happens then?
Well, again, there's not going to be that with this vaccination. I mean, in a lot of ways, there have already been a vaccination passport type of things. I mean, your kids, for example, have to show proof of vaccination before they go into schools, right? But that's only for approved vaccines. Well, it's not correct. It's not all public schools, by the way. It's some, but most private schools do require it. But it's, again, it's not entirely legal, I guess, right now. But it could be. So here's the problem. Don't get swept up in the fact that it is unenforceable right now, because government has very frequently over the years made laws that are presently unenforceable that paired with other laws down the road that seem unrelated then become enforceable in a way that is unmanageable for the citizen, right? And back to this sweeping federal legislation stuff, this has happened before, and how have we dealt with it? It's called nullification. So nullification is a process of states deciding not to obey federal laws. It happens all the time. The biggest, most recent example is weed, right? Mm-hmm. Weed is still a Schedule I narcotic, according to the federal government, for reasons beyond my fucking understanding. I mean, it's this is the dumbest shit of all time. However, multiple states, I think 17 states now have recreational weed use, not including the other fucking 20 that have medicinal use. So the vast majority of states now have told the federal government to get fucked when it comes to weed. They have all the power in the world to do the exact same thing right here.
Yeah, they do. I just think this is so fucking messy, man. I think we're going to be going through this for years and years and years. Look, I'm amped that Florida and Texas seem to be on the same page. Because it, you know, for us and what we do for a living, opening up these stadiums and live events and all that other shit is good. But it's also going to take business away from other states during all of this. And I don't see an end in sight. And that's my biggest issue with it. Shout out to Wheelchair for doing this shit, and it's rad. I just don't think, you know, other states will do it.
We'll
you know,
see.
Besides
right?
Florida.
I mean, It'll all come down to money, right? And you saw it with baseball. The Texas Rangers are getting a lot of heat right now for having 100% capacity. But we talked about this on on the show the other day. They're not going to, and we're about to talk about baseball actually here. The fucking commissioner of baseball works for the owners, right? He doesn't
Correct.
Work. He doesn't work for the league. He doesn't work for the players. He doesn't work for any of that shit. He works for the fucking owners of baseball, the owners of the baseball teams. And if they're losing money, he's not making money. So they're going to do whatever's in their best financial interest, frankly. The reason that they moved, we'll get into why they moved the All-Star game. The reason they moved it is because they don't want to lose corporate sponsors. That's it. It isn't like I don't think Major League Baseball or Rob Manfred, any of these people give two fucks about what's going on in Georgia. All they want to do is stop the hemorrhage of losing sponsorship, which they've already been losing over the last couple of years because of ratings. That's it.
Yeah, but you know, that, in our next story, look, that's they're still doing business with China.
Oh yeah, they don't give a fuck
Major
about
League
that.
Major League Baseball is still doing business with China. So, you know, obviously we chatted about this on sports the other day. They're moving the All-Star game from Atlanta over to Colorado, which have the very, very similar voter ID laws in place already. And now you're willing to roll the dice on your fan base over this when it's already at a fragile state. I don't understand it. Even Biden himself has been using fake talking points about the Georgia election reform.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he got out like maybe 15 minutes after this bill went through and went out and made some statements and was like, how the fuck did he read that in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I find it very hard to believe that LeBron James read it either. And he was out pretty quick with his statements. I mean.
Yeah, but so if you're Major League Baseball, right, and you're still working with China after all of this shit, which, look, the former CDC director said himself that he believes that this was leaked from a lab in Wuhan,
yeah,
which is what we've said all along. Yep. And you're fine with continuously taking money from China and not fine with, you know, the state of Georgia losing an All-Star game, which is in America and is going to take fucking jobs and money away from that city. I don't know who stands by these motherfuckers anymore over at MLB. And it's just like, yeah, man, I'm cool with it. Like the way that everything has been dialed back in that sport anyways, it is on a tipping point of whether or not this sport fails or lives. And by getting involved in politics, we saw this with the NBA last year. It ain't good for business.
No.
So why get in bed with China versus getting in bed with a Georgia per se?
Well, here's the easy answer to that. Even though you're in a, so let's just talk about before we get into that, the effect of this change isn't that Georgia's changing its fucking laws, because they're not, frankly. And the laws in Colorado are pretty goddamn similar. Now, I feel like some of the closures of polling locations and things like that seemed punitive from the conservatives. I don't understand why they would do that. It just muddied the waters. If they had just made the voter ID thing, that wouldn't have been a problem. Some of the other stuff they did was kind of weird. I don't understand it. Maybe there's a reason. I haven't really looked into it too much. But the voter ID part specifically is very similar to Colorado. So the effective result here is that $100 million is taken out of a black community, put into a white one. That's it. That's what's Yep. happened so far. As far as China and why they're continuing to do this, China is still largely an untapped market for Major League Baseball. It's not like Japan where it blew up in the 80s. Like, it's still Right. relatively untapped. And the 13 or so percent of America that's black, right, pales in comparison, no pun intended, to the 1.4 billion people in China. We've seen this with the movie theaters, right? They don't give two Yeah. fucks. They don't give two fucks about the American audience anymore. And Major League Baseball and the NBA and these other organizations don't give a fuck about the American audience either, because they know they can activate in China as long as they don't criticize the Chinese government and fucking make way more money. That's it. It's all about money.
It is. And, you know, with the NBA, to me, at least they're not hiding it anymore, especially the Lakers.
Yeah.
By having Wish on your jersey yeah. as your sponsor, a Chinese company
yeah.
of, you know, the biggest franchise in the NBA, you're not fucking hiding it anymore. And, you know, the secret's been out on China for a long time as far as Hollywood goes. That's 70% of the box office for every film is coming yeah. from China. even shit, that new King Kong versus Godzilla movie made $124 million opening weekend there versus 52 here.
Yep.
I mean, it's not even close. No. Now, basketball, look, the NBA is massive in China. And Kobe Bryant was one of the very first ones to tap into that and was like, shit, they love basketball over here. And he was doing camps and documentaries and TV shows.
Steph Curry did
every
the same,
summer for years. Yeah. A lot of these guys, Stephon Marbury talks about how much money he made when he was over there.
Yeah, he was making $28 million a year over there, I believe. 28 to 33 mil, yeah.
And he had his own shoes.
Yep.
I think the NBA knew. I think with Major League Baseball, obviously you're struggling to find an audience here. So, yeah, China is an untapped market. What I don't understand is why can't we have the honest conversation about what is actually going on and who is actually paying for shit and then stop bickering about fucking voter ID laws in Georgia when you don't even give a fuck about a country that created a disease that killed 6 million people worldwide.
Yeah,
I don't understand why we can't have that conversation.
Well, you can have it, but nobody's going to listen because money, right?
Like
if you can't outspend, that's the thing. I worked in politics back in the day, as fans of the show know. And my buddy who was running for office is a black dude, and he said this all the time. Every time we went into one of these small black neighborhoods, he goes, "Hey, you only see a face that looks like mine every couple of years when it's time to get your vote. And then when it's time for them to give back to you, you never see him again." And that's how it works, right? It's the same thing here. And let's be clear, fucking the media and Biden are using all of these fucking completely erroneous talking points. Now, some of this stuff in the Georgia bill seems like it's punitive to me. I don't understand it. Maybe they found some security issues and they're dealing with them. I have no idea. But some of the stuff that these people have been saying, including Pelosi, are just outright lies. The polling stations closing by earlier by 5, not true. That they just made that shit up. That's not even true. The fact that people can't get food and water given to them if they're having to stand in long lines, they can bring their own food and water, actually. And the only people that can't give them food or water are lobbyists wearing partisan clothing. Like, you can't walk up in a Biden shirt and hand somebody something because it seems like you're gifting somebody to get their vote. Right. That's been a law everywhere forever. voting in Georgia lasts from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. just like every other fucking state. And any voter who's in line by 7 p.m. is allowed to vote. You don't even have to have voted yet. It's the same laws as everywhere else. The moral grandstanding here is not really moral. It's a fucking deflection because they don't want to have this conversation about China, frankly. But it's good that everybody's bringing it up because they're going to be forced to have this conversation at some point.
Yeah, and I know I said this on the show yesterday or the day before. The days all blend together at this point. But I'll say it again. If you want to pick up tickets for the All-Star game in Denver, you have to show an ID. Why the fuck would you not have to show an ID to vote? If you have to get your tickets for the All-Star game with an identification card, why would you not have to show it to vote for whoever the leaders are of our country? It makes zero fucking sense. So fuck baseball. Whatever happens to him happens. Manfred's a piece of shit anyways.
Yeah.
And he's driving that sport into the fucking ground. Even before the season started with, you know, we're going to deaden the ball and everything else.
Yeah.
Why? You want to see less home runs? Great. That'll be a fucking blast. Nothing really warms my fucking dick and balls like a 1-0 game where, you know, it's over in 2 hours and 2 minutes after I spent $350 to get a family of four into the fucking stadium after waiting in line for 2 hours in traffic. Fuck you, Manfred. So if baseball goes down, it goes down, dude. I don't give a shit at this point. The only advantage of having it in Denver versus Atlanta, to be honest with you, is the fucking home run contest. There'll be 50 million home runs rocketed out of that goddamn thing. So hopefully that night can save your sport. Because it sure as fuck isn't the actual game itself right now.
No. I mean, nobody cares about the All-Star game anyways, to be honest. So we'll see.
No.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's a real problem. A real problem for these guys.
It sucks, man, because people who know the show, like, dude, I'm a diehard Braves fan. I love the Braves. This is my home city. It's my fucking home team. And it's a brand new stadium. They spent a gajillion dollars there, so did the taxpayers and everyone else, to get that stadium built. And now, when it's their time to shine on national TV, nope, we're going to go ahead and take it from you because you have to show an identification. Fuck you guys. So Manfred can go eat a dick. If Major League Baseball goes down, they're only fucking shooting itself in the foot at this point. And the rest of the rules and regulations that they've implemented at the stadiums with putting netting all over the goddamn place so you can't have foul balls and everything else, like, Jesus Christ, we might as well put these motherfuckers in a goddamn hamster bubble and then just wheel them around a grassy field and then bet on that and see what their best time is from home plate to first.
I mean, the other option is to just have people pay attention at baseball games. I've been to hundreds, literally hundreds of Major League Baseball games, and I've never been struck with a ball because I pay attention to the game, which is the reason I went there in the fucking first place. You have to assume some fucking responsibility for your own goddamn safety if you're going to an event where hard objects are flying around at 100 miles per hour, you stupid motherfucker. Jesus Christ, man. It's just, it's nanny state bullshit. That's all it is. And it creeps in everywhere. And the presumption is the same racist bullshit. You saw it the other day. A bunch of people posted good clips of this, I don't know if it was James Klug or was somebody else walking around in black neighborhoods asking people if they had ID, and they're like, yeah, of course we have ID. Why would we not have ID? He's like, well, white people that are leftists think that you don't have the ability to get ID. And they're like, fuck you talking about? Everybody's got ID. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's that it's that presumption that people who are other than you, if you're Southern or conservative or fucking black or whatever the fuck else, you're just helpless. You're not smart enough to do the stuff that you need to do on your own, so we've got to tell you what to do. You know how fucking insulting that is? You don't think that's a form of fucking prejudice? Jesus Christ, man. Get your fucking shit together, you cunts.
It's crazy, man. I mean, even, you know, they only allow us here on the old used to, so have about 500 live watchers because of the shadow bambish. Fuck, maybe we'll just do a live show that night of the All-Star game during it. That way at least 500 people aren't watching that motherfucker and, you know... Yay, China. We can bring out, you know, Hot Bob knows all the great Chinese restaurants. We get some great Chinese in and really figure shit the fuck out that night. He's a big Crab Rangoon fan. He's a goon hound. Him and my wife are fucking goon hounds.
Cheesy wontons. So, that's what white trash calls it. Cheesy wonton, by the way.
Big fan of those.
And I say white trash, including myself, because that's what I call them. Let's be real.
Yeah. And the other part about this that I really want to state is, like, this isn't a rant against Chinese people. Fucking love Chinese people. The stop Asian hate and all this other bullshit, like, I never fucking see that shit. And then clearly, you know, with what happened with that gunman and everything else, I watched a great episode of Tim Dillon talking about this because SNL did some bullshit piece over the weekend. And it's like, dude, nobody's walking around fucking hating Chinese people or Asians all goddamn day. If anything, I want more. I say this on the show all the time. My fucking doctor's not Asian. Like, forget it, dude. You're not touching my body. So, yes, that's not an anti-Asian thing at all either, man. It is China itself and all of their fucking bullshit. That in particular country, no one who lives here in America. So, fuck them.
Yeah.
And they don't even sleep on ghost beds over there. I don't even think they ship ghost beds over there, Dan, to China.
Probably
not. They might.
Probably not. I mean, they should. Maybe they'd be a little happier, right? Maybe we should get the Chinese government all ghost beds and they could sleep a little better and they wouldn't mind if somebody else has a divergent opinion. I mean, let's say Taiwan becomes its own state, right? How does that really affect China? Does it? In any way, does it affect the 1.4 billion people in China with one of the largest economies, the second largest economy on Earth? Probably not, right? Probably not. Jesus Christ.
I say no on this one, but, you know, China. That's pretty much the answer to everything these days. It's just a shrug, and then it's China, man. GhostBed.com/DrinkerBros is our first sponsor. 30% off everything in the entire store. When you use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, that is pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable bases, you name it, they have it at GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. And then, you know, if you buy a mattress, get a little picture of yourself on the mattress and then post it on Instagram, tag GhostBed and Drinking Bros, they'll find you and send you two free pillows.
Sweet.
So just write a little testimonial. Say, hey, got my new GhostBed. I love it. And then you can say, now send me the two free pillows. I don't care what you say after that. But tag at GhostBed and at Drinking Bros Podcast, and you're good to go. They'll find you. They found a bunch of people over the last few weeks who've been doing this promotion, and they've been great about it. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there, and you can couple that deal together with a 30% off everything. And I believe the adjustable base is still 40% off if you get that on its own. And that thing is fucking magic. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, the old Biden administration considers building a structure along the border that sounds, man, sounds like a wall, Dan. Sounds like a wall.
Yeah, it's... It's funny how this happens in almost every Democratic administration, by the way. The whatever team is running for office, whether it was Obama and now Biden, will say things like, we're getting rid of the fucking camps for immigrants. We're going to fucking do this, and we're going to stop the wars and blah, blah, blah. What happened in reality? Obama deported more people than any all presidents before him. He deported more during his 8 years than all previous presidents. More drone strikes than the entire GWAT prior to his presidency, right? Things like that. And now you're seeing it again with Biden. They try to come in and immediately roll things back that were working, and then they figure out, oh, shit, it was working. Like, yeah, we all knew that already. We knew that it was working, so... why'd you take it down in the first place? And now, here's what's going to happen. Or you can already see it happening right now. Pelosi's in the news right now saying, well, what we're doing is trying to adjust our fucking strategy because we inherited such a bad fucking deal from Trump. Actually, things are going pretty well under Trump. We had deals with the Mexican and Guatemalan governments, right? It has slowed down to a crawl. Illegal immigration had slowed down to a crawl to its lowest levels ever in this modern era. So... they overturn the law. They come in and strike all this stuff down. Shit gets fucked. Then they blame it on Trump, and now they're going to solve it and call themselves here. They're going to spike the football afterwards. Just watch and see. About a month from now, they're going to institute a lot of this stuff. They're going to start rebuilding that wall. They're going to start, which I don't think the wall is necessary. To be honest, I think there's better ways to solve that problem. But anyways, they're going to rebuild the wall. They already have the cages going, right? So they're going to do all this stuff, all the stuff that Trump was doing exactly. Call it something differently, and it's spike the football and say they beat Trump. It's the dumbest shit of all time. If you believe it, you're a fucking idiot.
There's a Tyler Durden's is a stupid name says, it's not a wall, Dan, it's a freedom fence. that could be the line of the day today, because that's exactly what's going to happen. They're just going to call it something different. Oh, no, it's a freedom fence. It's a freedom fence is all that is. You don't have to worry about it. It's a freedom fence. That's what we're going to get out of this stupid shit. When we had James Klug on, I asked him when we showed that drone footage of the wall and the workers and the construction workers and all that shit that were just there with the wall still laying on the ground. And I said, what's the fucking purpose behind this? And he goes, well, the government has already funded it. So like they don't know what to do. So the construction workers are just hanging out next to this wall. If I'm Biden, all those motherfuckers are there anyways. Like, there had to have been some call made that was like, hey, guys, before we send you home, since we paid you, can we just maybe keep you there in case shit gets out of control and we actually need to keep building that same wall since we've paid for it already? Can you do that or not do that? That's what it seemed like to me when I watched James's footage. And now it looks like we're heading towards that point again. The kids in cages thing and all that other shit, I don't know what you're going to do with that. Was that Alex Jones footage real yesterday?
Yes, it's real, and I posted it on my Instagram as well. It's the same thing we were talking to James Klug about. If you listen to Sunday night's show, it is now clear that Catholic churches in southern Texas that are primarily staffed by Latinos are picking up these kids and their mothers primarily. I think it's mostly women and children. They're picking these kids up, putting them in fucking trucks and vans and whatever the fuck else, and getting them the fuck away from the border so they can assimilate into America. They're giving them money. They're helping them get on planes and go to different regions all over the country. It reeks of the same goddamn strategy that they used to hide these fucking priests that were raping children back in the day. It is fucking human trafficking now, though. This is a whole different fucking story, right? Yeah, it's real. It's real.
It seems shocking because, you know, we know him, obviously, and it was trending all day, like number two, number one on Twitter. And I saw it. Look, you never know, obviously, and I don't want to just shout shit out that's fucking fake, although this is fake news. And we could say that Alex Jones saved all of Mexico last night, but we won't do that. Man, that's fucked. If you haven't seen that video, check it out. It's viral and it's everywhere. I didn't know whether it was real or not. I thought I'd ask you, and somebody had texted me that you posted on your Instagram. So, shit. It's a fucking mess. It's a goddamn mess, and it's far worse now than it was under Trump. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Where are the politicians down there right now?
What they will do is slowly but surely reinstitute all the shit that Trump was doing before, call it something different, right? And then spike the football. I already told you what they're going to do. Mayorkas, who, by the way, was the acting DHS director or the acting USCIS director when I worked there in their intelligence wing back in the day, total piece of shit guy, like a complete fucking waste of life human being. he said that the president's communicated quite clearly his decision that the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall has ended. Now, that he said that in the press. However, on the back end, he's activated CBP to start fucking building the wall again. So saying one thing to the public, doing something different behind the scenes, and then they'll change the name. They'll fucking come up with some clever marketing thing, and they do it with social media. They'll float 15 or 20. They'll call their politicians. They'll call Pelosi, and they'll call Kamala Harris and all these other assholes and tell them, like, hey, use this phrase, use this phrase, use this phrase. And whichever one catches on and people like it, they'll stick with that one, right? By the way, this is the same thing that Frank Luntz did for Republicans back in the day, that turned the word liberal into a dirty word and turned the word fucking estate tax into a dirty word. Everybody's guilty of this. All politicians are cunts. Every single one of them. This is classic bullshit. It happens every single time a fucking liberal presidency comes in after a conservative one. They fucking roll back all the regulations, call everybody racist, and then institute the same goddamn thing, if not worse, right? Happens every single fucking time. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and what I meant by what are you going to do was, like, you take an AOC, okay? Take the politicians who went down to the border when Trump was there with the stage photos and all this other shit. Why are you not there now? I mean, clearly, now those pictures are starting to get around, right?
Right.
We know what's happening down there, and I'm starting to hear it on the news. Even David Muir, America's most trusted news anchor on ABC, is finally starting to be like, yeah, it looks like there's a bad problem down there.
Yeah.
Does she go back down there and retake that same picture? Like, how does that work?
Are you talking about AOC? No, she's not doing that. She's not going anywhere near that.
But wouldn't that help? Like, this is a dead serious question. Wouldn't that fucking help her or her brand and all of her shit if she was going to run for higher office one day?
Yeah, I mean, it might be good for her to run for Senate. But here's the problem. She's not going to beat Kirsten Gillibrand or Chuck Schumer. So for now, she can only play her local political game. Like, she wants to be on the national level, which I guess she still would be if she ran for mayor of New York, but she's not going to win that either. New York would fucking light her ass up. Like, there's no fucking way she's getting.
Well, she's not running for mayor, which is good.
So she's going to stick to her congressional seat. She has no chance. I mean, Chuck Schumer is old, so maybe he falls out at some point. But for a statewide election, I don't think she can win, frankly. So I think she's going to stay where she is. I don't think she has. She may have aspirations for higher office, but her team is probably smart enough to know that there's no fucking chance she can do that.
You never know. Caitlyn Jenner might run for governor, so anything is possible.
As a Republican,
I hate to quote Kevin Garnett.
As a Republican,
yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Well, and as a woman, which is awesome.
Sort of.
So that's great.
That's just.
Next up, we got. FelixGray.com/drinkingbros. Better light glasses on the, in my opinion, free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. I wish I had them now. I'm on Zoom and the sun seems to have shifted. And it appears as if I'm maybe a mime or in some form of clown school with the bright light on me right now. I could really use some Felix Grays because I am blind at this point. You've heard us talk about this a million times on the show. This is one of the most
stolen
items from our set and remains...
It's FelixGrayGlasses.com.
Oh, it's FelixGrayGlasses.com, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotcha. My copy was different. That's all right. FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros. Either way, these are the best in the business, for real. Everybody steals these things. There is a pair on your desk, Dan.
Yep.
Oh, let's try this out just as a test. Open those up. Are they empty? I guarantee you they're gone. They're right in front of your computer.
Right in front of the Cosmos.
What do we got?
The one.
They are there. Left. Fucking A. Unbelievable. People ask, they're finally. Someone has not stolen those goddamn things from the set. Look, everyone loves them. Finally, a pair of glasses designed for the 21st century. And you look good in them all the time, by the way. I wear them at night a lot, especially when I write. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros for the best blue light glasses on the market. That's FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros, FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros. They block out, 15 times the blue light out of all the shit we're looking at. And right now, I'm going blind in here. And I wish I had those goddamn things on my desk right now.
I mostly only
wear
them
at night. But you do, Dan, and that's all that matters.
I mostly, only wear them at night, to be honest, because I forget. And then I remember at the end of the day when I've got a goddamn headache. Because I'm stupid.
Yeah. So most of those lenses, it's about $95. And if you add a prescription, you're probably looking at $145. But they last forever. And they have more frame options than like a fucking Lens Crafters, for Christ's sakes. That place is the best. We love those guys in real life, too. We party with them in New York.
Yep.
I want to get back to that. I want to get back to partying with the sponsors, too, man. Shit. I love those dudes, man. They were fucking cool as shit.
Well, New York might not exist again soon.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get to that here in a sec, but finish out this ad read and we'll talk about why New York is continuing to willfully go downhill.
Yeah, that's it. It's FelixGrayGlasses.com/DrinkingBros.
All right,
boom, you're good to go.
Here's our next story. New York is using its money wisely per usual, right? They usually do a good job of not wasting taxpayer dollars. New York now plans to give up to $15,600 to illegal aliens affected by the pandemic in a sweeping move which could benefit nearly 300,000 people in the state. The state dedicated a total of $2.1 billion to a program called Excluded Worker Fund, which will make a one-time payment to illegals who lost work during the coronavirus outbreak, which shut down New York City. And it's aimed to jumpstart the economy and blah, blah, blah. Undocumented workers are eligible to receive $15,600 if they can prove that they are New York State residents who are ineligible for unemployment benefits due to their immigration status and lost income due to the pandemic. What the fuck is happening here? Are you kidding me? First of all, how can you be considered a resident of a state in this country if you're a goddamn illegal, if you're actively committing a federal crime? It's called unlawful presence, and it is a federal fucking crime. Jesus Christ, man.
Where do you go is my question. Like, do you show up at the office and say, hey, man, I'm illegally here in the country. Can I get those benefits? Can I get that $15,000 you guys were promising me? That would be great.
Yeah, if you just go to the Clinton office in Harlem, they handle a lot of the legal work for that, the CGI and everything.
Is that real? Like,
yes.
I mean,
that's been going on for fucking 25 years, yeah.
Why work? Why do any of this shit, Dan? Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what prove means necessarily. I mean, do you think these fucking dummies in New York who can't run their goddamn government in the first place are going to be good at determining who is and isn't? Like, you don't have to prove anything. You got to prove that you had a job and lost it and that you're an illegal immigrant, right? Now, if this is some backdoor strategy to identify them, to deport them, fucking all for it. But it's clearly not because it's New York and they're fucking stupid, right? I'm not sure why, by the way, any illegal would be eligible for unemployment benefits or why we even consider that is a deterrent. The fact that they're not eligible for these benefits is a deterrent to them coming here. That's the fucking reason we set it up that way. So now you're fucking going in here and passing statewide legislation that will effectively undercut the only deterrent we really had left to keep illegal immigrants from coming here, right? And there's a number of reasons why we want to keep them from coming here. One, it's fucking dangerous. Two, we have nowhere to fucking put these people. That's why they're wrapped up like fucking Chipotle burritos sitting in fucking glass cages, motherfucker. You think that's pleasant for anybody? God damn it, man.
The other part of this is so, all right, hypothetical. Let's say you go in and you're like, dude, I'm an illegal and I've been laid off from my job. Isn't the first thing they're going to ask you for is a pay stub? Where does that come from? Because that's got to go through Social Security, typically a payroll service.
Yeah.
Most of these people are paid under the table in cash. What are you going to do? Flip open your fucking iPhone and just say, hey, dude, here's a picture of the cash they handed me?
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to file a Freedom of Information Request Act, right, to the state of New York and say, hey, I want the list of all those people that you gave money to. And I want the list of their fucking employers as well. Because all of those people, one, if you're an employer and you're hiring illegal immigrants, your business should be shut the fuck down right now, period, 100%, and all of your assets liquidated. Fuck you. Number two is identify those people. And if they're solid people that have been working hard, let's get them on a pathway to citizenship. I don't want to fucking boot people out that have been contributing to this country. Why would we? They don't, like, they didn't come here. It's not like they hate America, so they came here to fuck it up. They hate where they came from, so they want to come succeed here. I like that attitude, frankly, and I think there should be a way for us to fucking integrate these folks. But the government and the private corporations that are taking advantage of this fucking essentially is indentured servitude is bullshit. They're preying on people, and it cannot continue. It cannot continue.
The other part about this is it just seems like you're pandering to that particular vote. Because, again, you what are you going to show them when you show up? Hey, show me the pay stubs. You don't have any fucking pay stubs.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Great. How did you get here? How did you? It doesn't really matter. Like, there is no way to prove that you were laid off to get the $15,600. Therefore, this money is not actually going anywhere unless you were able to magically give them the employer's number like you were talking about and say, oh, yeah, shit, I worked at fucking Subway. Call you know, Slick Billy, my fucking manager at Subway, and then he'll tell you that I worked there and I was a sandwich artist for 4 years, and then I got laid off during COVID. What do you think? Billy's going to answer the phone and be like, oh, yeah, we had those illegals in here. And shit, we had tons of them making sandwiches.
Just to close the loop on this, this wasn't Cuomo. It wasn't de Blasio. This was the state legislature of New York. So not only is this the mayor of the biggest city in the country a piece of shit, and the governor of the biggest state in the country, well, the second biggest state in the country, a piece of shit, their entire legislature is now fucking giving away $2 billion of taxpayer money to fucking illegal immigrants. What the fuck, man? Why? What the fuck is happening? It's almost unbelievable, but with the stuff that's been going on lately, this is just like, I feel like that's what it is. Like, you're in a room and people are saying fucked up shit, or people are confessing to things, and you're like, all right, fine, everybody's talking about some stuff. Let me slide this one in now while it's not that big a deal so I don't have to deal with all the fucking shit, and hopefully nobody will remember later. That's what's happening right now. People are just taking advantage of this situation.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, man. I don't get it. It's almost like you just come here and shit's free, everything's fine, and, you know, fuck it, we'll figure it out. We'll give you a plane ticket, some cash, and then, you know, whatever happens to you happens. I guess we're all fucking fine at this point. But to me, it's like, you know, being in a club shouting out, you know, you sucked your buddy's dick in seventh grade right after the music has changed to a different song.
Yeah.
And it's just an empty silence. And you're like, oh, are we good? Or yeah, I sucked his dick. And nobody cares. That's what it seems like. It's just nobody fucking cares anymore. So shit. Roll on down there, dude. Get 15K. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Who gives a shit? Go ahead. Show up, dude.
I certainly would if that were an option.
I would too.
If I'm a poor person from Guatemala that's trying to escape Guatemala, and I think, man, I can really just go, I could just go to America. And if I make it in, I make it in. If I don't, I can try again. And if I do make it in, I can go to a state like fucking New York and kind of sneak in to what they're doing up there and get $2 billion. Why the fuck would you not do that?
Dan, you and I should just show up and fake an Irish accent. Oh, we just came over on the boat over here. We don't have any money.
Yeah.
We're illegal. Give us our 15K. Where did you work? I worked at the Lucky Charms factory. Call him. Call my boss. He'll tell you it was all good. And just write me a check for 15K. Are we good on that? Or
we'll set up a fake company. Right? And do it that way. How about that?
Potatoes and Lucky Charms. Yeah. And that's it, dude. Pea skins and Lucky Charms. That's all it is. And I'm partly Irish, so I guess I can get away with that. Not that I even give a shit, to be real with you. But I do give a shit about our next sponsor instead of the Irish. Try firstleaf.com/drinkingbros. It's wine. Nobody loves alcohol more than the Irish do. Probably, right?
That's a guess. Irish and Native Americans, I think, are the top two drinkers. Although Russians with the vodka... too.
Ah.
There was actually that about 10 years ago, there was that Polish dude that somehow managed to register like a 0.9 BAC, which is, that means 90% of your fucking blood is alcohol.
Yeah.
And he survived too. Hero of mine. But people don't typically drink wine to excess like that because that's crazy. First Leaf has, not only do they have the best wines, they get the best wine club that I've ever been a part of. I've been a part of quite a few. Start off with 6 bottles for $30, free shipping. That you're not going to get a deal like that. You can't even go to fucking HEB or whatever the fuck and do that shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's that's a big deal. The other
it
part,
is, go ahead. Yeah, dude, $29.95 free shipping. Like that's real. $29.95 free shipping, and you get 6 bottles of wine. I don't even care if you don't like. I mean, shit, for 6 bottles, like, dude, I'm all in. I don't give a fuck if it's Mad Dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but it is actually really good wine. I've got a lot. I've got a lot of wine. I've probably got like 100 bottles of wine. So I go through it pretty regularly. And having that on the tap, knowing that there's 6 more bottles coming every month at a reasonable rate that are also pretty good, like medium to top shelf wines, is good for me. And you can change it up. You can get 3 white, 3 red. You can get all white, all red. You can get any combination you want. And it learns your preferences over time, so you're only going to get the stuff you like, and they every now and again pepper in something new, right? Hey, maybe you should try this, right? It's the best fucking wine I've ever seen.
Discover new wine like a VIP by becoming a First Leaf member today. When you join today, you will get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. Monster fan of those, guys. Man, yep. Jesus Christ, I love them. Next up, the Border Patrol arrests 2 men on the FBI terror watch list down at the border.
Whoops.
It's not just children and smugglers crossing the border.
Imagine that.
It looks like 2 terrorists have attempted to cross as well. CBP have apprehended 2 men who were on the FBI's terrorism watch list, as well as the no-fly list, which is a fun thing. A 33-year-old Yemeni man was arrested at the border on the night of January 29th before being handed over to ICE. In late March, Border Patrol agents caught a 26-year-old Yemeni man attempting to cross the southern border. Are you shocked by this at all?
Yeah, super shocked. Look at the shock on my face. Can you see it?
Yeah.
So it's mostly right up here in the top right. It's isolated to this one little 1-inch cube right here. So you're not going to pick up on it unless you're really paying. No, I'm not fucking shocked. God damn it. This is what happens. This is why our solution to have a hardened border, even if we had a hardened border, a hardened physical border, without good immigration law, right? And without deals with Mexico and Guatemala and further down if we need to, this stuff will continue to happen. This is what happens. When you know there's a demand, it's the same thing with the drug war. When you know there's a demand, right, for people to get into the country, and you try to cut off the supply, but you only do it half-assed, what will happen is the same thing that always happens. A professional smuggling class develops, and they don't care who they take money from. They don't give a fuck if the $3,200 is coming from some mom and her child from Guatemala or some fucking terrorist that wants to blow up the goddamn White House. They don't give a fuck who it is. You think these people care about morals? These are the same people that are dropping fucking 3- and 5-year-olds over the fence and leaving them to fend for themselves afterwards. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about human life. All they care about is that money. And that's what we've done here. The solution, people always ask me about solutions to these things. A wall is not a solution. Technology and people, human beings at the border, that's a solution. Deals with foreign governments, like Trump did with Mexico and Guatemala, that's a solution. Right, we were on the right path, and we turned around and put our own fist right up our fucking ass, and now we're dealing with it. And this is going to happen more and more.
I'd be surprised if one of these Border Patrol agents, if he tackled one of these terrorists, that they didn't, you know, the terrorists wouldn't sue them and have them go to prison for, you know, harming them while under custody or whatever. I'm with you, man. I'm not shocked by this at all. This is going to continue to happen. The only question I have is when's the next event that's going to happen from somebody that sneaked in over the border? When is that going to happen on U.S. soil to be like, man, we should probably do something about the border?
That's the thing with terrorism, particularly with Islamic terrorism. They're not interested in taking over tomorrow. They don't think about themselves or their lives. Obviously, they have a multitude of suicide bombers. They think about the cause, the legacy in the future. This whole bullshit with the 1,000-year Reich that the Nazis talked about back in the day, they were full of shit. They were a bunch of soft-ass white people. You know what I mean? These people, these fucking Mujahideen that have converted into either Islamic State people or Al-Qaeda or whatever over the years, they don't give a fuck about life. The people at the top do. I mean, they're basically cult leaders, right? They're making money. They're feeling powerful and blah, blah, blah. As a matter of fact, we found out this week that the current leader of ISIS, turns out to be a former informant for the U.S. government. How about that? What a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, are we really surprised by any of this stuff anymore? Of course not, man. So this will continue to happen. That one was one of the funniest things that's happened in a long time, though, to be honest. Like, the current ISIS leader, the guy that's in charge of ISIS right now, is a former informant for the United States government. So because he gave up his boss back in the day, and then we ended up killing that dude, now we let him go, and now he's in charge of ISIS. We're the dumbest motherfuckers on the face of the earth. These people are playing the long game. They're playing chess, and we're playing checkers. That's it. And it is a problem that is inherent to the fact that we have a peaceful-ish transition of power every 4 to 8 years, right? That's just how it works. You can't play a long game when you have short-term leaders. You need long-term leaders, right, that hold to the same vision over time. Now that's why you have to boil down our goals to the least common. Like, if you're trying to maximize your particular job or your life or whatever the fuck, what you want is to determine what soft skills are you really good at. Like, I'm really good at marketing. Why are you good at marketing? Because you know how people think, or because you understand digital media, or whatever the fuck it is. Understand at the most base level what you're good at, and then figure out what are all the things that you can do good with that. What is America good at? We're good at transitioning power, right? But we're not good at extending from one generation to the next and maintaining the same fucking ideas. We need to figure out how we're going to fucking activate on the stuff that we're actually good at. We're really good at consuming, right? We're good at buying stupid shit. So while a lot of people think we're subservient to China, under the Trump administration, this is one of his biggest victories that nobody talks about, we had a budget deficit with China, which means we bought more of their shit than they got of our shit, even including the Hollywood stuff. So despite the fact that 4 of the major studios are owned by them and they're getting all that revenue from America, we still had a massive budget deficit with them. And they can't take any kind of negative action against us as long as we're buying their shit. Easy. Fucking simple shit. That's what we do. But we can't figure it out in any of these other situations. And I'm telling you, these motherfuckers that want us dead, that want America gone, they're playing the long game. And if we play the short game, they're going to get us at some point. It may not be today or tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life. Nailed it.
Yeah, and that long game, bitch. Dude. Yeah, That long game is all they're after, man. Yeah. It is not these quick hitters. It is, hey, let's put these fucking people in the country now, have them live there for 20 years, have their kids grow up under this death to America bullshit, and then blow up something. And then we'll be shocked about it and find out that those motherfuckers were planning it, you know, 11 years ago. Make no mistake about it. Everything that Dan is saying is true. Like, it is the fucking long game, dude. It is not tomorrow. It will be in the next 10 years. You'll be like, oh, how did that happen, man? Well, they just hopped over the fucking border.
Yep.
So, congratulations.
Yeah.
If you're out there hopping over the border, you might as well put some KillCliff in your system because you're tired. Go to KillCliffCBD.com today. A lot of aches and pains hopping over the wall if you chose to. If you chose to walk around it, no big deal either, you know? KillCliff CBD has got 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. Joe Rogan's got his own flavor, for Christ's sakes. The Flamin' Joe is amazing. Pineapple and habanero is in there. It's amazing. Mine's the grape, dude. Fuck, what is it? Is it 20% off, dude, still, and free shipping
at
KillCliffCBD.com?
Yeah. They also have, for you Texas Tejas residents, there's an HEB promo starting. I think it started yesterday, actually. I think it was April 7th. Let's see.
Can you walk up to the cash register and just tell them, hey, give me my promo, I'm a drinker, bro?
No. So it's a KillCliff promotion at HEB. It's in the healthy living department of the store, and it runs from April 7th through April 20th. They're running a two cans of their other products, not the CBD, but everything else they have. It's two cans for $4, which is a great deal, by the way. It features all their full line of products except for CBD. Top selling flavors are smashing citrus, cherry lime, grenade, which I like. Cherry lime is my favorite one. Blood orange. If you want, they have gangsta's berry dice as well. I don't like puns, but that one actually made me laugh. So
did you laugh on that one? I couldn't tell if that was a laugh or just a soft chuckle.
I mean, that's the same for me. So, a portion of the proceeds from this particular HEB thing is going to military charities. They already surpassed $1 million in donations to the NSF recently. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So if you're a Texas resident, go into your local HEB, go to the health department, healthy living department or whatever the fuck, buy some of their products. Also, if you need the CBD, we want to reload on that. Go ahead and go to fucking KillCliffCBD.com. And if you just want to order their regular products to your house, KillCliff.com. The promo code DRINKINGBROS works on both. It's 20% off everything.
Hell yeah, dude. I love them. I've had a case of that shipped to my house every month. KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off and free shipping. Next up, it's not just the Trump supporters attacking the Capitol building anymore, Dan. Now we got a new fun, flirty guy that drove into it on April 2nd.
Yeah.
One police officer was killed and another one injured after being struck by a car during an attack on the Capitol building. One of the injured officers, William Billy Evans, later died of his injuries. The second officer is reported to be in stable condition. Officer Evans was an 18-year member of the force and served on the agency's first responders units. After striking the two officers, the suspect, 25-year-old Noah Green, ran towards other Capitol Police wielding a knife before he was shot and killed. Unable to pass up an opportunity to prove she's a gigantic piece of shit, Ilhan Omar was quick to use the attack to push her own agenda by saying, "My thoughts and prayers go out to the officer's family and the entire Capitol Police force. The death toll would have been worse if the assailant had an AR-15 instead of a knife." Now, what she failed to mention was that the 25-year-old suspect was also a follower of the Nation of Islam, probably because does she share the same anti-Semitic views? Yes, she does. Yep.
She definitely does. You're asking if a woman whose origin starts in the Somali-Eritrea-Ethiopia civil war situation, whose family profited from the murder of thousands of people, is a Muslim, is somehow anti-Semitic. Probably not, right? Shit.
Yeah.
Of course not. Get the fuck out of here. This woman is a piece of fucking shit. By the way, the Nation of Islam came out after this event apparently, and said that he was an upstanding brother and whatever the fuck. I don't know why these people aren't being hunted down and thrown in fucking prison as well. But, you know, it is the sign of a truly disingenuous and unempathetic person to take any tragedy that occurs and apply it directly to their own political beliefs. You see this in social situations as well. Think back to a conversation you've had with a person, and you're like, "Hey, fucking blah 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 happened," and their response, predictably, and you can feel it coming before they even say it, is, "Oh, you know what? That happened to me one time, and you know what? Mine was a little bit worse than yours, actually," or something like that. It's always the same with these fucking cunts. There's no substance to that. There's no fucking will to actually improve the situation. The only thing they want to do is be correct. That's all they want to do, right? And they don't want to get the correct answer. They want their answer to be correct. That's the fucking problem with these assholes.
Yeah, and the other part about this for me is I remember when the Capitol riot happened, Chris Cuomo, the sweet, sweet brother of Andrew Cuomo on CNN, they did an entire night dedicated to, you know, the funeral of the police officer and everything else. Are they going to do the same coverage on CNN for this one is what I wonder. And that answer is probably no, I would imagine, right?
No, the answer is 100% no.
So there you have it. Look, this reminds me of some London shit with the knife and everything.
Yeah.
So it's no dip. Like, what are you going to take? You're going to take the guns away, but you still kill people with a fucking knife. What's the difference?
Yeah. I mean, I guess some arguments have been the amount of people you can kill at one time, maybe. But you know, we saw in Charlottesville, we actually saw here, the guy tried to use a car as well. Right.
Yeah.
So it's, there's, if somebody wants to, kill a bunch of people, they're going to find a way.
The apt comparison would be the attack in France with the cargo truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That happens. Yeah. Well, shit. I fucking forgot about that one.
Yeah, man.
That was a couple of months after Charlie Hebdo, right?
Yes.
I do not recall off the top of my head. But yeah, that was the one where he drove the equivalent of a U-Haul into a crowd.
Yeah, so I, you know, if you look at it, yes, dude, you go into any crowded place and use your car, you can probably get more people, depending upon how big your vehicle is and all that other shit. So, you know, again, it doesn't fit their narrative. You'll never see or hear anything more about this. This really hasn't gotten that much media coverage, to be honest with you.
Right.
So I'm not shocked, but fuck, man, we're living in somebody else's America right now. Not our own.
Definitely.
Next up, you know, CNN, an analyst is worried the government is running out of time to get their boot on the neck of Americans. Dr. Lena Wen, the CNN medical analyst and former president of Planned Parenthood, is concerned the government is losing their ability to control Americans with the old carrot and stick approach.
Yeah.
During the interview, the aforementioned sweet, sweet Prince Chris Cuomo, when he had her on, emphasized the importance of convincing Americans that the vaccine is the ticket to pre-pandemic life. Fuck. Look, if CNN runs out of stories, which they are, they're done. We said this was going to happen a long time ago after Trump got out of there. They're out. They're out of stories. They're out of news. If they don't keep you afraid from the pandemic and this other stupid shit, they're out of jobs. Homegirl just got fired yesterday. Their afternoon anchor, Baldwin, she's out of there. And on her way out the door, she was live on air and had zero problem. Brooke Baldwin's her name. She had zero problems saying, you know, I'm in an industry dominated by men, in particular this company at CNN. Mm. They don't have one single woman in prime time on this fucking network, and I was given no reason why I was fired. Well, congratulations. Did you think something different was going to happen, Brooke, over there? Because you're all going to be out of jobs soon. There is no news left. If they don't scare the shit out of you on a fucking daily basis, there's nothing else to report, and there's nothing to tune into. I don't know how much longer this network holds up as a network as a whole. And it's not just CNN, in my opinion. I don't think Fox has very much longer either, man. Now that they kind of moved center rights or whatever the fuck it is they're doing over there. I don't think they have much time left either. Most of these places, who was it Giannis Pappas? We were talking about this. Most of this nightly news and talk show hosts and all this shit is dead.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to get smart enough to know that it's like, all right, if I want somebody with an opinion similar to mine, I'd rather go to a podcast than listen to some other asshole who's getting paid to go on air to say things that are literally written in front of them on a teleprompter that I may or may not agree with. Well, shit, I know buddies who have podcasts and things like that. I'd rather listen to them. Yeah. That is exactly what's happening. And CNN has to scare the shit out of you or they're out. They're fucking out. Same with Fox. If they don't scare the shit out of you that Biden's going to, you know, take over everything, they're out as well. I don't see this going well for any of these assholes. I know CNN's for sale right now, and Bezos is looking to buy that. But let's face it, Bezos is looking to control the news anyways by buying up the Washington Post and everything else. So he's not afraid to take the hit financially. But if they don't scare the shit out of you on a nightly basis, they're done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real fucking problem, obviously. And this woman, Leanna Wen, is trying to, if you watch the video, she's trying to say that we're losing the ability to flex on people and make them do what we want to do. And it's the same old, it's this shit that I was talking about before where they feel like they know better than you, right? They feel like you can't determine how to go about your own life and that you're too stupid or incompetent or fucking... Maybe you've been tricked or lied to, so now you're going against your own best self-interest and they're going to come fucking save you or whatever the fuck it is. You can tell how these people think. Anybody that shows up and tries to tell you how to live your life is somebody that you should ignore immediately, frankly. Tell them to get fucked and do what you want.
Yeah, unless you're afraid. And I, like, unfortunately, man, I meet a lot of people in my daily life who are afraid.
Oh yeah.
Even shit. I was on the beach 2 days ago with my kids, and there was a mom who asked if my son could wear a mask, although she wasn't wearing a mask
on the beach, huh?
On the beach, and I said, "Well, where's your mask?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, well, you know, I know where I've been," and I was like, "Do you? What? Where have you been? Because you're not wearing a fucking T-shirt that says where you've been for the last 24 hours."
Yeah.
So I can't guess. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got some dirtbag neighbors that look like they were at strip clubs all night, but I can't just go out and accuse them of being at fucking Golden Tee all goddamn night.
Yeah.
I can't do it. So unfortunately, I don't know. There's a lot of fear and people are afraid, and it is what it is, man. Shit. I don't know what the fuck to do. But it feels like a lot of confrontation, Dan, to be honest with you, over shit that is not really confrontational.
No, it's not. I mean, it's just nonsense mostly, right? And it usually is. And it's, again, the real fucking problem with all this stuff is that they believe, these fucking people in power, either that you're incompetent and a piece of shit, or that they know better than you, or a combination of the two things. And they genuinely feel righteous in flexing their power to try to make you do things. I can't think of anything more un-American than that. Honestly, can't think of anything more un-American than that. So they can get fucked, every single one of these fucking people.
Yeah, now if Ricky Henderson shows up at my house and tells me what to do, I'm going to believe him.
I mean, if he tells you how to steal a base, yeah. But if he tries to tell you how to fucking play the guitar, probably don't listen, because I doubt he can do that. Not really known for doing that.
I don't know what Ricky Henderson can or can't do.
Yeah.
What I know is this: he has shortened his name in his own ad reads, and he's never gone by that nickname before. If he tells me to shorten Patterson to Patty, hi, this is Ross Patty, I'll probably fucking do that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Last but not least here, the George Floyd trial doesn't seem to be going well for the prosecution. I hate to say this, man, but there's probably going to be riots regardless of the outcome, because I think, you know, with the introduction of all of the video that hasn't been seen before on the prosecution, and I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to show you all the bad shit up front so they can come back later and hope you forgot about it as the days go on. But now, you know, day by day, I mean, there, you know, yesterday, what was it? According to the autopsy, that Floyd had a mixture of methamphetamine, fentanyl, with a concentration of 11 nanograms per milliliter. According to the medical examiner's notes, the concentration is very high, but not necessarily fatal. The medical examiner notes also state that if he were found dead at home alone with no other apparent causes, this could be an acceptable to call it an OD.
Right.
You're getting into some murky waters here in this trial. I think they'll get that second degree one, but you know that's not going to make people happy, Dan.
No, and then the prosecution called another witness. So their first witness said all this stuff that I'm sorry, they entered the doctor who declared him dead. They entered his declaration, and it suggested that Floyd died of cardiac arrest caused by oxygen deficiency or asphyxia, right? The prosecution's first witness during cross-examination acknowledged that a combination of meth and fentanyl can cause hypoxia or asphyxiation, right? Now, they're just trying to create a reasonable doubt. If there's any reasonable doubt, they can't convict on murder. So
right.
that's a problem in itself. But I think the dude's getting convicted no matter what the evidence says, because the people in that jury know that that city's going to burn to the fucking ground if they don't fucking convict this dude of something. Complicating things even further, Maurice Hall, a key witness for the prosecution, stated in his intent to invoke his Fifth Amendment right against his self-incrimination. So he was a close friend of Floyd's and seated in the vehicle with him at the time of his arrest. He wouldn't testify. Courtney Ross, George Floyd's girlfriend, testified that they had purchased fentanyl from Maurice Hall before, and Hall's lawyer advised him to take the Fifth Amendment to avoid incriminating himself, which would leave him open to third-degree murder charges for supplying the drugs. So if the result of the trial is that the jury stated that the drugs were the cause of death, right, or that medical evidence was introduced that was the cause of death, this dude, Hall, could be charged with third-degree murder for supplying him the drugs in the first place. So he invoked the Fifth, and the prosecution's not going to get anything out of him. That was a huge witness for them. Makes them look really stupid that they didn't think of that, to be honest.
I'm not sure what's happening in this trial. It seems odd. You already know the world is watching with this. The prosecution seems a little lost, and it started with the very beginning when they petitioned the Supreme Court of Minnesota to try to get that other murder charge back in, because they knew they couldn't get the one that everybody else had asked for and that they had caved into.
Right.
This is only going to get worse. I think you're right. I think they will convict just because the jury knows what's going to happen, and this would be a fucking powder keg if they didn't.
Yeah, they'll get him for manslaughter. He'll do maybe 18 months, maybe, of a fucking 5-year sentence, probably, if I had to guess. That'd be my guess. And then when he gets released, they'll riot again. So what are you going to do?
I don't know, but it's going to be bad. Like, shit. Who said it was going to be like 2 more weeks, probably?
I don't know about that, but yeah, that sounds about right.
We had a guest on the show who said, you know, you'll probably get this verdict in like 2 to 3 weeks. Mm. Shit, man. You're heading right back into summer again, and they're not going to be happy unless they fucking give this guy the death penalty. And, frankly, with the evidence that the prosecution is showing right now, I don't know how you get it.
I don't know. The death penalty is not even on the table, I don't think.
No, I know that. But you remember when this all happened, that's what everybody was asking for.
Yeah.
Let's give him the death penalty. Let's give him the highest charges we can. The charges they had against him weren't high enough, so they went back in and entered in new charges. And then day one of the trial, they petitioned the Supreme Court to get the old charges put back in. In case they can't get the other one now. So it's a mess. It's a fucking mess. And how they weren't prepared for this case when they know how big it is for our society and around the fucking world is crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's real dumb, but it's not, I mean, the city of LA spent $15 million on that OJ trial. Fucked it up as badly as you can fuck up a trial. They were so bad. Since when is the government good at prosecuting cases? The last DA of a major city that was actually good at prosecuting cases was Rudy Giuliani in New York, frankly, when he was taking on the mob back in the day. in the 80s. I mean, it's that's the last time it was actually good, that you had a guy that was just like constantly knocking down heavy offenders. These days, everybody's risk averse and all that shit. Speaking of that, before we get out of here, a lot of people have been asking me about this, these executive orders from Biden. I mean, what, I can't even tell what they are, to be honest. The media has been very good at fucking trying to, like, go on any website and try to find exactly what's happening. There's six executive orders that happened. They're pertaining to various things, but just to find a bulleted list of what they are and what they mean, completely missing in the media, of course, right? I'm less worried about the executive orders than I am about the people that he's appointed to leadership positions. The first one is David Chipman, who is now the director of ATF. This guy was the head of an anti-gun lobby. That was his previous position, and now he's the head of the ATF. That's a fucking problem, right? Merrick Garland, who's been you may remember him not becoming a Supreme Court justice, very anti-gun guy as well, and he's been put in charge of the Department of Justice now. So, you know, you can expect these guys to try to maneuver in whatever they can to limit gun rights, and you're going to start seeing some you're going to start seeing in Texas and Florida and other states, Oklahoma probably, nullification of gun laws. Whenever they start coming in, you'll see DeSantis and Wheelchair and various other guys sign executive orders nullifying those laws inside the state. Watch and see. It'll happen within the next 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, and the other thing about it, because I'm seeing the comments on YouTube as well, I was live on air for Ross Patterson Revolution this morning and then for Drinking Bros Now. We say this all the time and we bitch about other people doing it, therefore we're not going to do it. Like, we're going to wait to read what they actually are and mean before coming out with a rushing to a judgment of it. The only thing that I caught right before we went on air, full disclosure, was the AP News. And the AP said that they weren't stoked. That he said that Biden didn't do enough and all this other shit, and they were pissed off that he was breaking campaign promises. We have not read these yet because we've been on air. So as soon as we do, I'll be back in the studio, you know, Monday morning, and we will chat about it next week once we're able to read these. Yeah. But thus far, trying to get an honest bullet point, like Dan was saying, out of the media right now, like I don't know what it is, and it, you know, I see ghost guns. A few keywords here that sound flashy, but I don't know what this means yet. So I'd be curious to see what these actual orders really read as before jumping to a conclusion on it. But I can promise you this, we will talk about it next week for sure once we're properly versed on all of this. But this is literally just happening in between as we were going on air. And let's face it, The White House isn't telling us when Biden's going on air anymore. They're just shoving him out there for fucking 8 minutes and then shoving him back in the basement. So we'll read it and we'll talk about it next week. Now's the point of the show. Obviously, we get to the Drinking Bro of the week. This one was submitted by Mike Pruitt II from Washington, who's been a member of Drinking Bros for 3 years. And he's nominating Mike Pruitt I. Big Mike. Reason for the nomination, he says, "Hey, guys, I'm submitting my dad. Big Mike Pruitt. He recently passed away, and I think he would have been honored to have you guys shout him out. I am the man today because of my father. He's a strong man who served in the Tacoma Police Department for 20 years. He is personally very similar to Dan Holloway," which is hilarious. Yes. "He cared deeply about his family and friends, and would be at my door if I needed him. I always shared parts of the podcast with him and have a laugh together. Or just agree with one of Dan's rants. For me, you guys helped get me through the day. Please give my dad a big shout out and take a shot in his honor. Hero down. Keep it up, fellas. Absolutely. Cheers, Mike Pruitt, to you and your father. We appreciate you listening to the show day in and day out. And as always, you can always submit your Drinking Bro of the Week at drinkingbros.com. It comes in live. We read them live on air, so it just goes right to our email directly. And while you're there, you can peruse around the website for anything else. But we read these live, and they're not pre-screened. Yep. In the meantime, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, you'll be seeing trailers and videos popping out for our new show that starts on this YouTube channel Monday night, 8 o'clock EST. That is Icebreakers with Chuck Liddell and Adam Ray. That is the new show out of our network, Tetherball Academy Media. You'll see a bunch of promo material for that dropping, and it's really fucking funny. And Chuck, you know, we've taped, I think, 5 episodes. Yep. Is unbelievably honest and real.
Yeah,
and it's a great show, and we're huge fans of that.
Also, Bob and I are going to be on for Major League Baseball show in about 15 minutes on the Sports Network. So if you want to go ahead and shift on over there, we'll get that ramped up as well.
Yes, subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports. That is a separate, not only YouTube feed, but also an audio feed where all your podcasts are found. And then obviously rate and review that as well. That is the only way we move up the charts and all of that other shit. D'Anthony.
Yep.
I will see you Monday.
Yep.
My friends, and
yes,
love the shirt. I got to get one. I ordered one. We'll see. Thanks for joining Fake News today. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.